Blog Talk Radio.
Please continue listening to part two of Bishop Glovina Harris' message.
It brings us, praise God, to that website.
Just hold on a second.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
I indeed want to welcome you just a minute. Yeah. I really want to welcome you today.
And it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to be with you. You know, this is this podcast, I want to just take a moment and just this time that we'll have together. There's several things that I want to share, and some of them are very deep within my heart, but I'd like to talk about prayer and the power of prayer and what prayer means to me. This has been a period for me of readjustment, and God has saw fit for me to give it a label such as reset. And many things are being reset in our lives individually and collectively. And even as we are moving forward in a reset, I want to remind you right up front that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a reset as well. According to Romans 10 and 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a reset because for some of us, we have doubts or we may have some doubts in our minds as to when our loved ones transition or cross over to the eternal realm of the spirit. You may wonder, where are they? What a comfort is to know that whosoever, and I have a dear friend, her name is Margaretta, and she used to always say, I'm a whosoever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah, this can give us comfort. Because a short prayer like that, just calling upon the name of Jesus, Yeshua, can save you. Mm-hmm. And that coupled with love, that is the key to getting our prayers to a level of manifestation. The key is love. So that means that we have to separate ourselves, disconnect ourselves from the spirit of fear, because fear brings torment. So as we are praying and as we are believing God for the manifestation of the various resets in our life, because they're going to be on various levels, but specifically talking about prayer, disconnect from fear. Fear of the future, fear of what if my prayer is not answered, the fear of what if someone hears me, the fear of What if I'm not praying correctly? Disconnect. Get a reset from fear to the realm of courage. Love, connect powerfully to that, because that is the key. And then faith will connect us to the spirit of life. This is where the manifestation begins to take place. Praying effectively. I want to go back to fear for a moment. If we're under the influence of fear, we're not operating in a sound mind. A sound mind to be able to target our prayer, to be able to ask or be able to acknowledge exactly what we want to. We're talking in this new, I'm going to say this new period, this new phase of these resets that we're going through in life, recalibration, as I heard someone say, because the spirit of fear is not part of the spirit of life in Jesus. Disconnect. Get a reset. Say, I'm resetting and I am deleting fear, because there is no fear, my beloved, in Christ Jesus. Yes, because Jesus is the law of love, and perfect love will always cast out fear. So how can I get rid of this fear, Glovina? Begin to reset and focus on love. Love will eliminate fear, because remember, fear brings torment. In other words, fear is a tormentor, and who wants to be tormented? No one. So let's begin to reset from fear and begin to operate in love. Even Jesus, he began to heal those that were tormented. He doesn't want us to have these tormenting spirits plaguing us. And I'm going to go so far as to say following us, bombarding our thoughts of success, bombarding our thoughts of moving forward, that weight of fear. It's like a dark cloud hanging over our head. Dismiss it, reset, and come into the love of God. So we need to operate in love. I'm going to say I need to operate in love, and that keeps the spirit of fear out. Fear of the future. If you focus on love, how much God loves you, and how much you can love others, how you can make this world a better place, fear begins to get crowded out. No longer are we holding a capacity for fear. So we need to operate in love to keep the spirit of fear out. We can do it. I know we can. Let me give you, how does fear manifest itself? How do I know if I'm operating in fear, or if fear is blocking me from getting my heart's desires? And who doesn't want their heart desire? Because the manifestation or the demonstration or the proof of fear, here's something I want you to think about. Excessive worrying, that's a manifestation of fear. Negative thinking. Criticizing, that is a manifestation of fear. And then another one is struggling to believe that the word of God is true. Did God really mean that? Did God really mean that all of his promises are yea and amen, and he adds no sorrow to it? Fear will keep us from believing that God's word is true. Fear also manifests itself in depression. Or prolonged grief. That's the key, prolonged grief. Because as we've talked about on previous podcasts, grief is normal. But when it becomes prolonged, that it becomes part of our personality, this is where we have to begin to do what? Get a reset. Ask God to reset us. Because fear will hinder us. It'll slow us down, because we will be hesitant to take the next step. will be hesitant to step out on faith. This is why it says God has not given us a spirit of fear. But what has he given us, my beloved? Power, love, and a sound mind. The results of fear? Fear harasses us as well. It's like terrorists in our minds. You know, they need to be, I mean, it's like terrorists in our minds. Fear prevents us from getting our breakthroughs, our supernatural breakthroughs that release. Yeah, that release. Fear tries to stop us from operating in our highest self. I mean, I'm talking about the higher consciousness of who we really are. Fear will tell you you really can't do that. Or do you really think that you're capable of that? These are the results of thinking in the realm of fear. But when we begin to walk in love and in faith, we begin to cast out and cast down these tormenting spirits of fear. And what does it do when it begins to get effective in our life? And it still points toward effective praying. It still points toward effective communication with God. Yes, remember, we started out even by saying, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we operate in that faith of knowing that if I call upon his name, he'll save me, he'll rescue me, he'll reset me from a mind of fear to a mind of love and faith. I'm talking to those who are really looking to make some dynamic changes in the days ahead and the months ahead. This is your time. It really is. This is your time. I'm going to say as never before, this is a time to begin to step out on new ventures and cast out fear. Wherever you are in life right now, it's still not God's best for you. There's more love that you can incorporate in your life and into your affairs. There is a greater level of faith that you can step out on and begin to accomplish the things that you were destined to do. Because there is a purpose. There's a purpose why we are here on this planet. It's for such a time as this. So God has given us, you and me, power. Dunamis power. Power that's like dynamite. Power that can make some things happen in this day and age, in this present moment, and in the moments to come. God has given us a spirit of love. God is love. And God has given us a sound mind. And when you feel like your mind is not sound, just begin to straighten things out in your mind. You know, a picture is worth a thousand words, and we do think in pictures. You know, think about this. You see someone that is intoxicated, and they're walking, say, in front of you. You can see they may begin to stagger. They may begin to stagger, you know, go from one side to the other, and in a sense, not having a good balance, not being even coherent in their walking ability. But listen at this, when you have a sound mind, you're able to put one foot in front of the other. Yeah. God has given you a sound mind, one that's not clouded, one that is sober, yes, able to reach your destination. So the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Almighty God, the Spirit of Yahweh has given you, my beloved, power, love, and a sound mind. How can we go wrong? We have so much working with us. No matter where your station is in life right now, I can say to you with great assurance, there's still more for you than against you. Yes. So as we pray, the spirit of love, let me say it this way, as we pray, the spirit of power, yeah, to make things happen, to energize situations in your favor or in the favor of your loved ones or in the favor of humanity, your community, the world at large, as we pray, the spirit of power, the spirit of love, a sound mind begins to fill our being. It begins to spill over into our affairs. It begins to fill your thoughts. Oh, wow. Yes. Power, love, and a sound mind, a sober mind. It begins to fill the very thoughts that we're thinking. Can you imagine our thoughts filled with power? Wow. Love and a sound mind. What we think about. Removing fear and every situation, every circumstance of our life will begin to take on a new form, a form of being a conqueror less than being, and more of being conquered beginning to leave us. The situations, the circumstances in our life taking on the form of the divine will and nature of God to move us forward. And then every moment of our life begins to line up and we begin to move forward, not stagnated. We're reset to put one foot in front of the other and move forward. Oh, my God. And then now that we are cognizant of the power, the love, and the sound mind, this is the reset, because now fear is refused in our mind. It is negated in our situation. Therefore, there is no fear in our. We begin to speak words of power, love, and a sound mind. No longer are our words filled with fear. Therefore, as we pray, we are praying powerful prayers that are infused with love. They're infused with power. There's no longer any place in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions for fear, worry, doubt, or unbelief. Yeah. And it's not just a silent prayer. It's not just a prayer in my mind. There are times when we pray silent prayers. Sometimes it's just not appropriate to speak out the prayer. But when we have that space, that opportunity to pray out loud, It will begin to stir up the gifts of God that is within us. And it will begin to destroy fear and anything that is preventing us from moving forward. This will begin to negate the things that would stop our prayers from manifesting. Yes. In other words, developing the love of God, we begin to develop the spirit of faith along with that. We begin to pray and release our faith for the fullness of God in our very prayer life. Yes, yes. You know, I mentioned early on in the podcast, I went through a life-changing situation in my life. And guess what? It was the prayers, people that were praying for me. We use the word intercession, people that were interceding for me, people that were, in a sense, standing there at the throne of God on my behalf because I needed the prayers. And the prayers were effective. How do I know? Because there was a positive outcome. the prayers will begin, those prayers, those words of love, power, and sobriety, they begin to fill me up. They begin to infuse me. They begin to straighten me. And what happened was an increase in strength began to come through the prayers affecting my life. It began to put strength where there was weakness. Yes, where I felt weak emotionally. The prayers that people were praying on my behalf, it began to do what? It began to weaken even the weapons of warfare. It began to weaken the weapons of fear. Yes. It began, these prayers began to weaken doubt and unbelief, and it began to strengthen my faith. Yes, someone praying for me. We can pray for ourselves, but just imagine where someone else has met you in the throne room of God, and they're there with you presenting your case before the counselor, the King of Kings, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, beginning to present your case before God. Yeah. Someone's praying for you, and perhaps your head is spinning. Guess what? Your head stops spinning. Prayer stops you from walking around in circles trying to figure out, what do I do next? Prayer can be a catalyst to help you to find an exit. An exit, yes, into your future so that you're no longer stagnated. Prayers can stop the circles or the cycles that we're in. It can give us directions to step out of the circle and to go on and do what God has intended for us to do. That's one of the powerful things about prayer. Yes. Listen to this scripture. I'm going to read it to you. Isaiah 43:2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Listen to that, my beloved. What a comfort. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Yeah. When others are interceding and praying for you, they're helping us to pass through the waters. Yeah. The rivers don't overflow us. Yeah. When we're even going through the fiery trials of life, we won't get burned. Yeah, we'll come out not even smelling like smoke. When the cares of this world overwhelm you, my beloved, when you pass through these choppy seas of life, God is going to be with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not swallow you up, because God will be with us. When we pass through these turbulent times in our life, no river is going to overflow you. When you pass through those deep areas of life, when God is taking you to a new dimension, a new level, he's going to be there with you. They're not going to sweep over you. They're not going to sweep you away. He's with you. You won't drown, in other words. Even if it feels like it. I'm chuckling because it was the prayers of those that loved me. It was the prayers of those who set aside perhaps even their lack of confidence in their ability to get a prayer through. They stepped out on faith and they strengthened me. Through their prayers, they weakened the weapons of fear. They weakened the weapons of depression. They weakened the weapons of grief. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's powerful. When you go through those deep waters, in other words, when you're going through trouble, God is going to be with you. And when you go through the times of difficulty, you're not going to drown.
When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and neither shall a flame kindle upon thee. When you walk through the fire, my beloved, you're not going to get burned. The flames will not consume you. I know sometimes it feels hot. I'm only laughing a bit because God is with you. When we walk through that fire, you're not even going to be scorched. You're not going to get burned. In those flames, in the very thick of these hot situations, you won't be burned. The fire will have no power to catch you. The fire will have no power to catch you. You know how fire can move quickly, but it won't catch you. So when you walk through that fire, even if it's a fire of oppression, you feel like the weight of the world, the weight of your situation is pressing upon you, even through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Because the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, he's with you. He loves you. God's not mad at you. You haven't disappointed God. God has sent a Savior to give his life for us and has invested in us power, love, and a sound mind. Prayer will give you an abundance of strength, a reset, a renewal. Prayer will give you guidance. Prayer will give you the power to persevere. You know what else prayer will do? Especially when someone has come in agreement and praying with you, they will share the pain or the load, and it will ease it for you. I just went through this. I'm speaking from experience. A prayer, someone praying or many people praying for you, it will begin to ease your uneasy emotions. Prayer will provide you with comfort, and it will provide you with an omnipotence of layers of peace, love, hope. Yeah, it'll engulf you, my beloved. That love. You'll know that you're not forsaken. You'll know. You'll have an assurance of the protection around you. Oh, wow. I just wanted to share with you my heart today. And I want to shout out and say hello to my beautiful mother, my aunt, Steen, Jewel, and Rosemary, my sister, Jewel. And I want to shout out to my brother. And I say, continue, my beloved brother, to rest in peace. And I love you so much. Love never dies. It lives on eternally. I want to say hi to one of my, as my mother said, one of my very best friends, Margareta. I want to shout out to you today. I want to say hi to Sean and Steven. Tangia, hello. I want to say hello to Jewel and Cameron. And little Cameron, I am praying for you. I want to shout out to Terry. I want to say hello to Noel and Jessica. I want to say hi to Jonathan and Sonia. And I even have a little Marlon. I want to say hi to Marlon and Cheryl, Jamari, Devion, Delea, Taraja. I want to say hi to Kiara and Leitrus. I want to shout out to Lauren and Kayla. I want to say hello today. Wow. I want to say hi to Minister Marie as well. Reverend Russell, Althea, Francine, yeah. I want to say hi to Paul. Rico, I didn't forget about you. I want to shout out to Pastor Hayes. I want to thank you, Mr. Corinthian, for being such a wonderful chauffeur. Thank you so much. Ms. Gatlin, I want to say hi and thank you. Bishop Fears, thank you for doing such a wonderful job of dressing Robert. Oh, magnificent. I want to shout out to all of you that are listening. I want to say even thank you to Miss Snow. Reverend Harris, thank you. Such an awesome chauffeur. I want to say thank you, Renee. I want to say
thank you to Ms. Barnes out in Arizona. I want to thank the entire staff, that EEO staff. I have so many people to thank, but I want to thank you for spending this time with me and to say that I love you and I appreciate you. And I want you to know that the best is yet to come. And may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.